Hello, Monica.
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself?
It's going good. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking forward to our prayer here.
It is a beautiful day, and I'm also looking forward to the prayer. Thanks for signing up to do it for us.
Yeah, I'm always happy to be of service when I'm asked. Life provides.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it. So I just want to greet everyone and welcome you, welcome your hearts, welcome your minds, welcome your spirits and your bodies to this present moment. And just inviting you as we're connecting to really unplug from your day, to unplug from anything that may have happened just before this call or anything earlier, anywhere where your attention is, and just to bring it back to the simplicity of this moment, and just to come inwards and to work with the breath to decompress. Feeling yourself rooted wherever you're sitting, and just inviting us all to connect with the beauty of our Mother Earth, with her power, with her stillness, with her movement, with her amazing frequency. Just feeling that force below us and within us, pulsating through us. And just really feeling called to invite everyone to connect with the divine in whatever that means to you, whatever force that is greater than you, just to really feel yourself connecting with that, opening your crown, opening your heart. And just in your own way, calling upon the force of the divine. Our Creator, our Blessed Holy Mother, invoking you and welcoming you into this space. Asking that as we sit here and put our attention upon you, that you would help to resuscitate our beings, help to illuminate the purity of our essence, of our hearts. And just inviting everyone to deepen into that, to deepen into the heart, into the sweetness of communion. And just working with that to alchemize anything that might be in your present attention. And just really putting all of our attention upon you, Creator, with genuine thanksgiving for this gift of being alive. For this gift of being awake and aware that there is something so much greater than we are, and that we are that. Thank you for the precious essence of who we truly are, and these opportunities to align with that grace, with that beauty. Praying that we can live our lives really in harmony with that knowing. And really putting you first also in the way of knowing who we truly are, and to live our lives from that standpoint, and to increase in that way in your sacred, beautiful properties. And to the strength of beauty that comes as we surrender into this grace, the fortitude, the peace, the acceptance, the compassion, the wisdom that comes. Just saying thank you for this opportunity to align and to know ourselves as you. And just recognizing when we put our attention here, how resolution can happen within our own beings, within our minds, within our hearts. Giving thanks for all the ways that life nudges us and inspires us to open, to heal, to transform. Thank you. And just inviting us in this moment to maybe glimpse at anything that might seem like a challenge in our lives and seeing what happens when we bring this communion to that situation. Taking an honest look at the places that we might slip or lose our sight or lose our bearings. And just allowing that to let go into the presence of this moment. Into the presence of the divine. So grateful for the way that we're held and always supported, no matter what, no matter what life might be presenting. Praying that we can live into that, inviting us all to live into that, to let go into that, and to let go with each step that we take, with each breath that we take, and to breathe into that purity of essence. And with this sacred harmony and this golden love that we're cultivating, just sending it in this moment to wherever we may be, to our homes, to the land, and just seeing it infiltrating the power of our own love when we're connected to something greater, to fill the veins of the earth, to bless the creation where we are, the plants, the animals, the people who are around, just sending all of our love. The power of goodness, power of God, and just spreading out a little wider to send that to our communities. Recognizing that we can live in this world and bring something greater. Allowing the matrix to soften through the frequency and the fragrance of our love. Sending it to the foods with all the gratitude that we have toward Mother Earth, for the sustenance, for the medicine, for all that we have. Grateful for the sacred partnership that we have living here on Mother Earth. The ways that we can grow in harmony with you to really be that sacred message of love. Sending it to our waterways. Gratitude for that sacred purification of the waters, their sweetness, their saltiness, their purification, the way that they quench our thirst and inspire us and really make us glad to be alive. We say thank you, sacred water. Praying that through the combined forces of our love here, we can make an imprint of purification for the waters, an imprint of divinity, of love, of light, of purity, that the waters can be purified and that we in return can also be purified. The way that the water brings that peace and reconciliation within us. So grateful for your sacred element, for who you are and what you are, and to be awakening to that. Praying and asking for sponsorship from the angels and the archangels and those beings on the higher planes of attunement. For blessings of the waters, for purifications of the waters. To help to bring in that restoration of divine harmony and beauty and goodness. To wash our planet clean of the impurities that might be on the thought forms or the physical forms or the etheric forms. To touch that sacred element that it could then in turn purify the consciousness, the earth, to bring all of its life-giving essence. Sending this to all of the sacred sites on the planet, the same prayer for the restoration of purity, of divinity, of the holy frequencies. And just recognizing that as we emanate this and we light these places up, there is more of that emanation. And so inviting and invoking that to spread all across the consciousness, the airwaves, physical and non-physical. Bringing that gratitude for life through the airwaves, through the thought waves. And the remembrance of the simplicity of the moment, of grace, of the heart, and wanting to send the spirit of love and calling upon your Holy Mother to bring miracles in this way with your angels and with your holy force for the restoration of the hearts of humanity, for the restoration of peace within the heart and mind of the people, within their own relationship with themselves, recognizing that it all starts here and in those relationships that slowly go outwards with those intimate relationships, with family, with friendship, with community, with those greater ways, invoking and asking for a spirit of reconciliation and peace that we can learn to see one another as we truly are, as your children, as sweet beings of light, of love. Open our eyes, Mother, to see each other through your eyes, to see ourselves and one another through the spirit of love, to bring that compassion, to bring that acceptance, and through that, for humanity to find freedom. And through that, to open up ever more to your sweetness and your goodness and all the ways that we can enjoy this creation with one another. Sending this prayer to anywhere where there may be discord or war on the planet. Sending the warmth and the softness of love to soften the hearts, to soften any trauma, to bring healing, to bring forgiveness, and to bring true renewal. And just looking within our lives so we can bring those sacred qualities into the way that we interface with life, recognizing we're here for a short time. And so, how do we want to live our lives? Inviting all of us to live with love. To let go and love more. Let go and let God. Praying for the strength of heart for humanity, for the innocence, for the joy, for the beauty of expression, for the courage to dream in a new way, really with the purity of essence, and without attachment, just to live for the sake of living, to express for the sake of expressing. And through that, to create a new harmony. Just dreaming into that sacred potential that lies within us. And as we have grown this beautiful warmth of divinity, just welcoming each of us to send any situations, any people who are dear to us to the center of the circle, and asking for the sponsorship of the angels and of you, Holy Mother, and of you, Great Creator, to bring divine resolution to these situations. To intercede. Siti and Asher into the center of the circle and just sending all of our love and our acknowledgement to you and the warmth. And just offering a sacred prayer for you in these moments of your life. Really, for divine reconciliation and resolution in your heart and mind, anywhere that's needed. Praying that you can feel the warmth of love within you and all around you, bringing comfort, bringing peace, bringing a free flow of the spirit of your life, asking for open paths for your spirit, asking for sacred blessings. For your family, offering peace, and love and goodness, and again, that spirit of resolution anywhere that it's needed. That everyone could relish in connection in these potentially last moments of your life. And asking for your grace and your love and your warmth, Mother, to hold all family members, to really bring the truth of their hearts forward, to open any dams that might have been created through their lifetimes, to be softened with the balm of love, of this sacred light, to bring healing where it's needed, to strengthen the bonds, and to bring an understanding and a connection with eternal life. Calling upon your ancestors who sit at that eternal fireplace of light with the Creator, that they would be with you, to guide you, to comfort you, and to receive you when it is time. I'm just sending all my love. And just feeling called for each of us to send that love and that connection and that petition for reconciliation with anyone who we feel called in this moment, as we're in this sacred arcana of divinity. Sending love to each of our mothers, our birth mothers, our birth fathers, all of our family members, to relieve that connection with the purity of essence. From within ourselves to the purity of their essence. And whoever may be coming forward in this moment as we're dreaming, and again, just wanting to say thank you to the spirit of life and to the wisdom from those unseen places that can allow us to really heal and live in the truest connection. And give us the comfort of understanding, and not knowing, and living and loving. And then just turning this prayer in the direction of inspiration of our creative projects. Welcoming the flowering of our essence into these areas. Asking for the spiritual sustenance from each of our guides, helpers in the light, to help to usher in those projects in divine order, in divine beauty, in the sacred beauty of our authentic expression to be infused and an extension of the truth of who we are. And again, to bring heaven to earth through these creations. And so again, just turning this prayer and gratitude to our Mother Earth, to our Creator, the great central sun, and just feeling so grateful to be here in this moment, to be alive, to be awake, to be in connection with all of life, and just sending the echo of our love to all of creation and all that we're connected to. And thanksgiving for being alive. Om Mateo.
Om Mateo, thank you, Mika, for reminding us to come inwards and connect with our breath and the Mother Earth. So we can rejuvenate our beings with the sweetness and communion and alchemize anything within, keeping us from the grace and beauty of the divine. To let go with each breath and action, to see clearly our lives and live in harmony with our greatest expression. That we can purify and reconcile the waters within us for the restoration of purity within and on the earth. And so humanity can feel resolution and peace both within and without, and gratitude for life.
Oh,
Oh.
thank you, Ian.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to it, I'm grateful.
Awesome.
And I'm also grateful for something. We have these serious, I'm grateful for lots of things. We have this series coming up, Sacred Remembrance, a Divine Mother series. It's on the 27th, the 28th, and the 31st. And if you haven't been on any of the Divine Mother series, they have a flavor of their own. They're deep, they're transformative, they're sweet. You really never know what you're going to get. And I'm looking forward to another one coming.
Yeah, they're really such a special opportunity. They are. I love how you just put it in your own words, and they are deep and they're transformative, and they're really special offerings.
Yeah, so come check it out. There's three.
There's actually two classes, and for those of you who don't know, Nina is an impeccable channel for the mother, and so the mother speaks through her. And there will be any current messages that the mother wants to bring to us, both specific to the participants and just this moment in time on the planet. And so there's two live classes, and then there will be a special video that we send out too, as we're doing something really special for the mother next Sunday, not this week, but the week after. But yeah, so those classes are next week.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you,
Well,
everybody. I said, well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mika. Is there something else you'd like to say?
Nope, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say thank you, Ian, and thank you, everyone, for joining.
May you go in peace.